Alaska, way up north to Alaska. North to Alaska, go north to rush your song. Well, good afternoon. This is Rich, and welcome to Kicking Up Dust. I am on vacation this week in Alaska, actually in Fairbanks, Alaska, here today, getting ready to take a river cruise. We did some gold panning this morning, so pretty fun trip so far, just getting started. So just wanted to take a few moments and talk about the markets today because, yes, I am still watching markets, and I always do. Doesn't matter what day it is, and so we're always paying attention. And today, big story again starting the week, really two stories. Number one is the situation between Russia and Ukraine. Russia over the weekend, drone strikes against a different port, Ukrainian port on the Danube River. And the Danube River was kind of thought to be their secondary set of ports. Crimea certainly was the top, and that port of Odessa. And they had been shelling it last week. And then here over the weekend, hitting the port in Danube on the river. I think there were four people died. And so that sparked another big round of buying here this morning in the funds. And we did have a commitment of traders report on Friday, and it showed that the funds had not covered near as much of their short position as what we thought last week. So again, that fueled more buying, especially in the wheat market, corn as well. Soybeans kind of the follower, but everything finished double digits higher on the day. So here's where we close September corn. Well, before I give you the rundown, the second big thing here is weather. And it's hot, everybody knows it, but the forecast is hot this week. Crop ratings here this afternoon really didn't change much. I think beans were actually down a point, corn was unchanged. So we anticipate that's going to change this week. Now, week two forecast does show some better rain opportunities, so we'll see what happens there. But this afternoon, it was all about buying. September corn up 33.5 cents at 560.5. December corn up 32 at 568.25. August soybeans up 22.25 at 1523.25. November beans up 22.75, 1424.5. September Chicago wheat limit higher up 60 cents, so it'll have an expanded limit tomorrow. It closed at 757.5. Kansas City September wheat up 58.25 at 918.5. Minneapolis September wheat up 49 cents at 936. December cotton up 68 points at 85.16. March cotton up 72 points at 85.15. September rice up 29.5 points at 1619.5. August live cattle down $1.27 at 178.75. September feeder cattle down 265 at 246.62. The August hogs down 57 cents at $100.10. The dollar index up about a quarter of a point. Crude oil up 28 cents a barrel at 75.63. Gold down $4 an ounce at 1962 an ounce. The Dow up 183 points at 35,581. So that's it for today. We'll see how we trade tonight. Certainly weather is going to be a factor. Certainly the war, what's happening over on the other side of the ocean is going to be a big factor. Funds are still going to be a big factor. Those same factors that have been in the market here for several days continue to really dominate. So hope you have a good one today, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, hopefully. Good night, and thank you for listening to Kicking Up Dust. He talked to his team of huskies as he mushed through the snow, with the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901.